This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are you ready for 8 more years of Roman Anthony?
Of course I'm ready, Jones. Thank God they didn't let this guy get away. Thought he was going to leave in free agency this offseason. No, I'm just kidding. I'm excited that Roman Anthony is here for the long haul. It's important not to lose your stars. The last great player on the Red Sox left way before he should have. So you're not going to make that mistake with Roman Anthony. Yeah. So that was great news yesterday when we were out of Pat's camp.
Thank you for comparing it to Mookie Betts. Who is the last great player? People try to lump in Devers and Bogarts and guys like
No.
A lot of us in real time were like, could you just pay Mookie Betts? Could you just pay him? He's worth it. Would you pay him? Why are you not going to pay him? Why are you dragging your feet on paying him? Could you pay the guy?
Right.
Now they pay this guy and people are upset about this.
No. I'm happy about this. And this also goes back to...
But I'm not talking about you. There's a general...
Could you please talk about me?
There's a general annoyance about Roman Anthony being paid. Like, this is more proof that the Red Sox are cheap. They are cheap.
Yeah, they are.
Whoever said they weren't cheap.
Yeah, but I don't want this guy to get away.
Okay.
I want this guy on the team.
Somehow this has been framed as, like, not a good thing, which is odd to... It's very, very, very strange to me. Not paying guys is how you lose them, a la Mookie Betts, which we're all still bitching about.
And the key to this, too, is you're not going to arbitration in however many years, right? Because he is under team control for a long time. That's why it is kind of funny. It's like, oh, you got him for 8 years. Like, well, you had him for five or whatever it was. But no.
If he's first or second in the rookie of the year, he's in arbitration in 2 years.
Yeah, and then he's going to start making more and more and more money. You could ask, you know, maybe he left some money on the table or whatever. But, hey, for the team, you have this guy for 8 years. But I still go back to the story, and I forget who had the original report on this, but you go back to Mookie Betts. You already knew he was good. I forget if he had won an MVP already or not. Maybe he hadn't, but you knew he was good. And he went to arbitration. The same Red Sox team that, oh, by the way, last year took Jarren Duran to arbitration for like $500,000. So they took Mookie Betts to arbitration, and this is where you have to tell the player why he's not worth as much as they're asking for. And they basically showed him like clips of like Chris Bryant, and they're like, you're not Chris Bryant. And it's like,
accurate.
Right. Yeah. Chris Bryant burned hot and then kind of disappeared. So I was like, but that sticks with players, you know? I mean, to the extreme, like Jeremy Swayman still probably butthurt about the arbitration thing, talking about like it's like the worst. It was like torture. But for all these players, one thing that Theo Epstein was great at, nobody went to arbitration. They figured everything out. They were like, all right, we're not going to basically take you to court and say why we shouldn't pay you. We're going to come to some sort of agreement, get that done, and move on. So for Roman Anthony, who is only 21, so, you know, he's not one of these guys that is not going to become a free agent until he's 33 or something like that. Like, he can still hit big-time free agency with years left in his career. But if you're the Red Sox, you've seen too many good players walk out the door. And this is one of those guys that you feel like, and you've even seen it too. This isn't just projection. Now, it hasn't been a full year, but like at least you've seen him have success at the major league level. You know what kind of player he is right now, and you also are hoping, you know, what he's going to be.
It's not like Christian Campbell.
No.
Where the guy hasn't played, and you hand him a big, fat, giant contract, which maybe it'll work out, maybe it won't. I didn't like how the Rafaela and Bayo extensions looked earlier this year. Fast forward a couple
of
months.
They both look better.
Yep. They look brilliant. Yep. And so maybe we'll feel that way about Campbell, maybe not. But to your point, at least there's a track record with this guy, and he came in exactly as advertised.
Yeah, no, he is. And I just, the thing that I don't really like about it is, for some that are celebrating it, which you should, it's like, are you just trying to distract us from the bad trade deadline?
Well,
because the timing of it is annoying to me.
Like, Kennedy was attempting to do that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he definitely was. And I'm so, don't get it wrong, I am very happy the Red Sox signed Roman Anthony to an 8-year deal. But for those of you that were pissed that you got a zero return for Devers, and for those of you that you're pissed that you only got Dustin May, who we'll talk about coming up, you got him in the trade deadline, like you should still be pissed. Like, there's a lot of reasons to be pissed about the team. This isn't one of them, though. This is a good thing. So maybe they'll string together a bunch of positive moves going forward. I'm still annoyed about the trade deadline. Don't get me wrong about that. I thought this team is good enough where you should have been more aggressive and you should have been more of a buyer, because this does feel like maybe a World Series contending team. But as far as the future is concerned, great. For all you Roman Anthony fans, we were at the game a couple weeks ago, and I was surprised how many Roman Anthony jerseys were already in the stands. And so for those kids that had him on, for the most part, like, all right, he's going to be here a while. So like, that's good news. This isn't like Mookie Betts or even Kyle Schwarber, who I know wasn't a homegrown guy, but he came in here. People loved him, grew attached to him. Then it's like, all right, see you later. Like, they've had a lot of guys that have kind of come and gone. And so, like, who could you get attached to? Like, all right, you can get attached to Roman Anthony now. That's a good sign.
So I don't really understand the outrage at the Red Sox over this move. Trade deadline, fine. The overall trajectory of John Henry and his ownership, frustrating.
Yeah,
I mean, they're outside the top 10 in the payroll again. I am annoyed at all of that. Separate thought now. Can I like the extension?
You can like
of
the extension.
Roman Anthony.
I think the timing just is kind of like a little insulting.
Okay, well,
as
that's what the text line is commenting on, and I said this yesterday in real time. Like, I was bracing for, and Breslow, in fairness, did not throw this back in your face yesterday. He could have. He didn't. He was asked about the Devers money. He said they're separate. We'll play it for you coming up. But he could have said, "Oh yeah, see, this is what we're doing with the money." He did not do that.
Right.
Maybe I missed it. I didn't hear Sam Kennedy do that this morning. So I think it's annoying to hear, well, this is what we're doing with the Devers money. Like, no, what you should do with the Devers money is use it in the offseason, which is how you and I always felt. They were never going to use it in season.
No, that didn't really make sense.
Sign Kyle Tucker, sign the polar bear, Pete Alonso.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trade for Joe Ryan, which Kennedy did not rule out
he
this morning.
He kind of said
fan
that's
the
what
Flames.
They're doing.
I'm now expecting them to do it,
I
Sam.
Know.
You know, trade for him and give him an extension, something like that. Like, that's when they were always going to use the Devers money. They weren't going to use it in season. So that's when they were going to do it. I wouldn't connect this to Devers. They could have done this independent of Devers. They could have done it anyway. I was bracing for a Bregman extension where they're like, see, we spent it. See, this is what we're doing. That's what I was bracing for. Roman Anthony wasn't on my radar. But the text line, 617-779-7937. Good to use that again, Keith, now that we're back in studio.
Oh, we're back in the studio. It's excellent.
We've been out getting, I mean, me not a tan. You got a little bit of a tan going on over there.
Yeah, just, you know, lawn work.
That's not outside.
Yeah, well, we're under a tent. No, this is from being outside at my house.
Oh, nice.
I told you I went to a block party. That was outside.
Lovely.
Then I was at the splash pad that had the poop in it.
Big time.
That
is
sick brag, bro.
Seriously. That was not a brag. I would never want to go there again.
It was just sick.
But that was outside.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah
why
nice.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
That's why I had like a reddish hue about my face.
But anyway, we're back in here. Text line, operational again. I don't think it was a stupid decision. Oh, good. It's not stupid to pay one of the best young players in baseball. Good
the
luck.
Top prospect.
Well, I'm happy we got
year.
That out of the way. It's not stupid to pay Roman Anthony. Oh, good to know.
Yep.
However, I think they could have done this deal after next season. Why do people feel that way?
No.
It's better to wait and pay him more? Like, I get that this doesn't change this team's outlook at all. It doesn't change anything about this year's team.
Him.
He was on the team.
Him.
He wasn't going anywhere. Why kick the can down the road if you can pay him right now?
No, I'm taking it as a win. I just think it's kind of funny. And then you see the press conference yesterday, and it's like the same group of guys that had a horrible trade deadline are all like patting themselves on the back because they signed the 21-year-old who was under contract for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that it happened, but I think it's also fair to point out, like, guys, you screwed up bad the week before. And so you're like having a cake and you're bringing in like a pizza party.
I didn't like the Dustin May experience last night. That I did like, not no. find enjoyable.
No. We get him every fifth day? Is that the plan?
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
Cooper Criswell should get another go.
Maybe.
I think guy's better.
Red Sox lose 7-3 last night. So their win. What was the win streak up to
Forget.
Again?
Seven.
Oh, right. That's now over.
Yep.
But they did take the series from the Royals. They head out west. They start with the Padres tomorrow, then the Astros. Should be an interesting six-game trip. You can talk about the Roman Anthony extension, all your thoughts on it, and the direction of the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. Interact. Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We will talk to Rob Bradford coming up at 11:30. Get all his thoughts, all the details, whatever he's hearing on the Roman Anthony extension, how it came together, why they're doing it, what their plans are moving forward. We'll also go on the clock at high noon. In just 60 seconds, we'll tell you everything you need to look for in the Patriots preseason opener tomorrow night against the Washington
preseason
Commanders.
Preseason opener? Holy smokes, football. That's quick.
There's like three or four preseason games tonight, Keith.
Oh, my God.
Football is back.
It is back.
Football is back.
Get excited. I think Pats are like 6.5-point favorites. Heavy favorites.
I think the over-under is 34.5, and I think you're going to hear that at high noon.
Okay.
So some of us have some betting advice for the game.
All right, a little
coming
juice
your way in just a little bit.
Exciting.
Keith is down on my guy, Craig Breslow. Here was Breslow at the Roman Anthony introductory contract announcement yesterday. He called it a responsible decision.
I think the clearest way to answer that is that it was the responsible decision in my view. We had someone who was very outspoken about wanting to be here and how much they enjoyed the city of Boston, the fan base, the opportunity to put on a Red Sox uniform every day. And, you know, from our end in baseball operations and inclusive of ownership, this was someone that we were willing to invest in. And so we got to the point where we had to make this effort. And it was either going to work or it wasn't, and it was going to happen pretty quickly, so it didn't become a distraction on the field. And I think both sides are incredibly excited about where we ended up.
Okay, they don't want it to become a distraction on the field.
It was the responsible decision.
Well, I think
is that a shot at Mookie Betts?
No. I think it's probably a shot at
Devers?
Bloom, even Dombrow, like whoever couldn't get Betts paid early. It's probably a shot at them.
But I don't remember, as much as I love Mookie Betts and will bring it up to the day I die, there was a lot of talk about maybe he didn't want to be in Boston for the long haul.
Maybe, but that's after, and you mentioned this.
Arbitration. They might have forced his hand.
Even pre-arb numbers, the same thing they did to Duran. They were like, no. And ultimately, they caved and gave Duran the money.
I'm not besmirching Mookie Betts, and I know Breslow wasn't the one that was here when he got traded, but he does point out early on, he's like, this is a guy that really wants to be here, loves playing here, and wants to be here.
Oh, I hear
that's what
you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. That part of it.
I was latching on to the responsible decision part. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, Roman Anthony is clearly leaving money on the table and not betting on himself. So I think that is clear. And maybe he is sacrificing some of that to be here with, whatever, his buddy Marcelo Meyer, or he really, truly likes Boston.
Let's see. Marcelo hasn't signed an extension yet.
No. I wouldn't anticipate that one anytime soon.
No, he probably needs to make it through a season. No, I like the guy. I'm just saying, you got to play a full year maybe and then get the contract.
And I just think, all that he loves Boston and all this. I mean, I guess proof is in the pudding. It's why he signed it. It's also a lot of money. It's not the most money he could have got.
Right.
But it's also a lot of money. In the meantime, Sam Kennedy... I think revealed this morning in the front office report with the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, go back and use the rewind feature. You can listen to the full interview. AUDACY, get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. He let you know they started talking about this at the winter meetings. They continued to talk about it through spring training. Alex Speer reported today that they had discussed the Red Sox, Breslow, and Roman Anthony's agent had discussed tabling this until after the season. And so it kind of expedited and picked up steam. And you wonder if them doing nothing at the deadline and Breslow getting booed and the Devers money, et cetera, bullied them into coming back to the table with Roman Anthony. But this is a guy they tried to pay at the winter meetings, in the offseason, at spring training. They did it. And I think they punished him for not taking the contract, which is why he started in AAA.
Yeah, he literally
and Christian like a, Campbell is here.
He hit like a 500-foot homer in the minors, and we're like, are you going to call this guy up?
So that, to me, was frustrating. I'm frustrated by that. They could be sitting here in first place if they started the year with Roman
Anthony.
They
should have started the year with him, or certainly gotten up there sooner than he did. You know, it took a little while to get him up there, and you got a feeling it had something to do with that, right? Because they were like, oh, he's working on some stuff or whatever, and you're like what? Right? Because, like, were you really teaching him how to field a grounder? No, he didn't do that until he got up to the major league level. And then you showed him out. You put him out there to do it.
He might have learned how to do that a little quicker.
The guy's working on some stuff. It's like, you could probably use him. You could find a way to use Roman Anthony. Now, like, they might be kind of bailed out just by how the rest of the team has performed and where they're at in the standings right now. you know, if they were a game or two out of a playoff spot and you're like, why did you put Roman Anthony on ice for 2 months? Because of a contract negotiation? But, you know, I guess it's to this point it is worked out. It's all there in front of them. They should be a playoff team. And he's going to be on the, he's going to be part of your future for close to a decade. So all that is good. I just, again, I kind of roll my eyes a little bit at the timing, even though the ultimate decision is great.
Well, speaking of the timing, Kennedy was in pretty good spirits this morning on the front office report. They did make him squirm a little bit when they asked him about the trade deadline. Here's Sam Kennedy and his thoughts on how things went down just a week or so ago.
It was really fascinating to watch Craig sort of throw caution to the wind. I mean, he was all in, incredibly aggressive in packaging in just about everybody and everything in that farm system. There was a real thought that we were going to get deals done, one deal, two deals done for a controllable starter. We fell short of that. We obviously did get a couple deals done to reinforce the bullpen and the rotation with Dustin coming over. But it was there was not a lot of long-term thinking going on at the deadline. And we were aggressive, but I always quote Dustin Pedroia, but there's no prize for trying. He always says we try at the why, you know, like this is about results. And when we didn't get the controllable sort of targeted starters that we were engaged with, you know, we did feel a sense of frustration, but we quickly picked ourselves up off the mat and we moved on because we knew there were other discussions going on and things that we needed to focus on.
So Sam, at the end of the day, was it just that teams were not willing to part ways, or was the price too high for you guys that they wanted more than what you were willing to give up?
No, it was teams weren't willing to part ways.
Okay, so I actually agree with him on the second thing. No controlled pitchers move. Do you agree with that or no?
No, not necessarily. I think the Minnesota Twins, for example, there's been so much talk about Joe Ryan. They traded their entire roster. They traded everybody but Joe Ryan. And now Joe Ryan is one of their bigger commodities, obviously.
Remember, you just said it. They traded everybody but him. They didn't trade him.
No, they didn't. But apparently they didn't know the Red Sox wanted him until like 20 minutes before the deadline.
Yeah, but we talked about Joe Ryan for weeks and weeks and
they
weeks.
They didn't, right? Didn't Ken Rosenthal say it wasn't until like the closing minutes? Well, and they're like, all right, that's too big of a trade to start talking about now?
I think he said they got a little more serious closer to the trade deadline, but it might have been because they knew the Twins' ask was too high. Again, he didn't move. They moved everybody.
Teams have to like our players.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, my guess is they probably wanted Duran.
I mean, he's got that part of it too. I mean, I still think you could pivot to players better than Dustin May. So even if you want to say, all right, you were right,
I'm
those guys
you
didn't
on that.
But even then, like, I don't know. I think they would have if you were more aggressive and if you started the conversations, I don't know, sooner.
I roll my eyes at the whole, like, oh, well, they did. They did everything they could. No, they didn't. Bradford, we'll talk to him about it at 11:30. Bradford said they only included two of their top three prospects, some combination.
No, I just heard Bradford was super crazy the thing. He was going nuts.
I roll my eyes at that, and they could have done more on the rental market. No controlled pitchers moved. Starters.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And so I kind of.
But we don't know what everybody else's offers were.
No, we don't. But none of them moved. Alcantara, Cabrera, Ryan. Who else am I missing? None of them moved. Mm-hmm. None of them. Mm-hmm. And so I just think those guys weren't going to move. They're probably going to move in the offseason.
Yeah.
Which is what happened last year with Crochet. Kennedy brought that up.
But we're supposed to be led to believe that Craig Breslow turned into a wild man. It was like the most aggressive ever, and they landed Steven Matz and Dustin May.
No, so I'm with you on that half of it. The controlled pitcher market, I'm more with what Kennedy had to say.
He drank a full Coca-Cola soda. No. He never drinks full Coca-Cola sodas.
Plenty of rental players moved. So that one is ridiculous, and they could have done more to get Merrill Kelly, Eugenio Suarez, Josh Naylor, who had a good night again last night. Like, they could have gotten all those guys. I agree with you on it. The cost control pitchers, I don't think they could have. Those guys didn't move.
That answer from Sam is weird too. He's like making himself laugh a few times, then he's like throwing in a Dustin Pedroia quote. You're like, what are you saying?
Yeah,
he's like, oh man, you should have seen Craig. Like, yeah, we didn't. We saw the results, which were a scrubby starting pitcher who's a rental and a reliever who's so far so good, I guess, but like, you know, not even a top end reliever that was traded at the deadline.
So
it seems weird. It seems like all of a sudden they're like spinning the trade deadline into a good thing. They're like, Breslow's a maniac. Like, this guy, oh, don't criticize him. You should have seen the players that were available. It's like, well, I also saw the players that you guys brought in, and I'm not that impressed.
This is the thing. It's like, you knew they were going to try to spin it.
Yeah.
And so I'm not with that.
Yeah,
but I like the extension, and I like that he's here, and I like that they have, in general,
done what they said they were going to do, which is, guys, we're going to limit our spending, which I am against. But if they're going to do it, lock up your guys early. Don't wait until the last second and then let them go for nothing, which is what they had been doing. Lock up Bayo. Lock up Rafaela. Lock up Campbell, which hasn't worked out as well. Lock up Anthony. Lock those guys up early.
Yeah, no, I like that.
If you're not going to spend $750 million in free agency, then this is the alternative. And at least they're doing that. And so I'll give them that. All the other spin is nonsense.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
The idea that Breslow was going nuts at the trade deadline, turning over every rock and stone, nonsense. But I'll give him the Anthony thing yesterday. I will give him that. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. We'll talk to Bradfo at 11:30. We'll go on the clock at high noon, what to look for in the Patriots preseason opener tomorrow night in just 60 seconds. And when we come back, what is the extension for Roman Anthony? Tell us about the Red Sox and future spending. We'll do that right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Trending with Billy Lane. So that was Roman Anthony yesterday at his press conference announcing the $130 million extension.
Good attendance at the press conference.
Strong attendance. I want to circle back to that coming up. John Henry actually dusted himself off and was there.
He was there.
I wonder why.
Cigar?
I did not.
No, I don't think so.
You can't take your eyes off his mom.
Could be that, Will. I don't know.
Perhaps.
I didn't, I didn't see, I don't follow Linda Pizzuti. Did she put out a cigar?
I don't know. I also do
TikTok
not follow.
TikTok or whatever? No, no, no.
I don't. Okay. I don't subscribe.
Roman Anthony did say to people like you, Keith, he does believe in himself. He made that clear in that answer there. He's like,
It was a working theory I had.
I believe in myself.
I know. Well, I ran that theory by Bradford a few months back, and he did not subscribe to it. Because, like, I still remember, and maybe I got to move on and find more examples, but, like, John Singleton, he was, like, the one young guy with the Astros that, like, immediately signed his deal, and he was, like, out of baseball. He's, like, horrible. He's, like, so sometimes there's, like, a little bit of a red flag, but I get why the teams want to do it, especially when you have, you're like, oh, this guy's going to be good. Like, let's get in here now. Let's avoid the weird arbitration negotiations. And when we look back on it, maybe save ourselves a few bucks over the course of 8 years.
Well, how do you feel about this list? Okay, Roman Anthony is the, this is in passing story. Roman Anthony is the fifth player age 21 or younger to receive a contract of $100 million or more.
And so, yeah, but before you say the names, because I didn't even see this list, so I'm curious what the names are. 21 is different than like 25 as far as like betting on yourself. So if you're 21, you're like, yeah, you're giving me $130 million right now. I can still hit free agency and make another whatever.
He's going to be a free agent at 29 or 30.
Yeah. So that's a little bit different than some of these 25-year-olds where you're like, all right, you're not going to be a free agent until you're 33. So what kind of money are you going to get? But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. The list is Roman Anthony.
Good one.
Jackson Merrill in San Diego. Who is he?
TBD.
Hurt? Is he hurt right now? But he had a really good year a season ago.
He was an all-star his rookie year. He was actually the same draft class as he was drafted after Marcella Meyer.
He actually is making more than Anthony, 135. Now, I don't know if he has escalators in his deal like Anthony to go higher.
This season is much worse.
I thought he was hurt.
Merrill's fine. He played last night.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Last year, he had 24 dingers, 90 RBI, 16 steals, 826 OPS, ninth in the MVP, runner-up in the Rookie of the Year. This year, he has 8 home runs.
Okay, not great.
And a 731 OPS.
Julio Rod got a $210 million extension.
2020 guy, 4 straight years.
First guy to do it in baseball history.
Julio Rod's a good one.
Ronald Acuna, $100 million at age 21.
Yeah.
Was an MVP, correct?
Well, he was. He's a weird one because you're like, oh, man, he might have signed too early because, like, the season that he had, he was so good. But he might also be a good example as to why you signed the deal early. You don't know if you're going to get hurt, right? That was always sort of one of the main arguments against somebody like me or others being like, well, if you bet on yourself, you can make a lot more money down the road. Well, you might still bet on yourself and have, like, a bad luck injury, and then that affects your value going forward. But, yeah, Acuna did have an MVP season in 23.
And then the other one, this one's hard to quantify, Wander Franco, $182 million out of baseball.
Maybe you got to know the person a little bit before you sign him.
So I would say, Merrill TBD, Franco, that's a loss.
Yep.
Julio Rod and Ronald Acuna.
Good ones.
I think those are pretty good ones.
Yep,
good ones. There's the list right now for the Red Sox and their spending. Do you think this is an indication, Keith, that this is the way they now operate? They're going to get to their guys early. They're going to draft, develop. They're going to pay them early because they're not going to spend in free agency. I know that frustrates some, and that's fair. I'd rather see them do what they did with Theo.
Yeah.
They were, a talent production machine, but they'd also bring in big free agents, big trades. They were in on every player, whether it was in the draft, whether it was free agency, whether it was via trade. They were in on every player. That's how they should operate. I'll acknowledge that. They should operate like the Dodgers present day. I feel like that's how the Red Sox used to operate. Are you frustrated with, let's call it, the Braves approach, the Astros approach, like that sort of way of going about business where you're not necessarily a big player in free agency. You are a draft and develop, pay your stars type of organization.
I think you should be both. You're the Red Sox. You know, and I heard the argument this morning about it, and Wiggy was going to the list of, like, most expensive days at the ballpark, and the Red Sox are still number one. When you ticket, food, drink, parking, it's the most expensive, so you shouldn't have the 12th highest payroll. Like, or lower your ticket prices, one of the two. Yeah,
they right? should never be outside the top three. Never mind outside the top five, never mind outside the top 10.
I'd even give them fifth, you know, because there are sometimes where, you know, if you have teams like the Dodgers or maybe the Cubs or the Mets with their new owner and the Yankees, like, whatever, if you're behind those four teams, you're still really competitive. You're like 12, 13, and you're looking around the teams around you. That, to me, is unacceptable because you can be both. You can be the team that drafts and develops well, takes care of the players that are their own players. But then when it comes time to fill a need, be the team that's at the top of the line for Pete Alonso or Kyle Tucker. You shouldn't be like, we're not in on Kyle Tucker because we have Roman Anthony. You can have both. There's room in the lineup for both of those guys. So I think they should be both. I think some of their best seasons, they were both. I mean, the 04 team really had a lot of guys, I guess, that weren't even as much homegrown. But I think when you combine a little bit of everything, I mean, the 2018 Red Sox, for example, they had some guys that they were very aggressive in getting. So trades for Chris Sale and Craig Kimbrell, big time signing in David Price, which, trust me, there were ups and downs with David Price.
Yeah, but that,
you were very aggressive to get him.
That ended up
and he was good.
That ended up being worth it.
I
bitched about
guys.
It plenty, but that ended up being worth it. Yeah.
And then you had your guys too, right? You had Mookie and you had Bogarts and you had Devers. You had all those different guys. So it really should be some combination. And maybe this will be sort of a trend. And I think not even Roman Anthony as the main example, because Roman Anthony going into the year was the number one prospect in all of baseball. It's more Rafaela and Bayo, and getting those guys, getting a deal done with those guys might speak to it a little bit more. They've reportedly tried getting deals done with Casas in the past, and maybe it's going to be better for them that they didn't.
Good point.
Because that was another guy they were looking at. And Campbell, right? So Campbell, great 1 month at the major league level, TBD for the rest of his career. But that's four guys that you've already locked up. Duran probably seems like one you're not. He's also older than all these other guys. Meyer's probably the next one, but if they have their reservations about him because of his health, like, I kind of get that.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, the Dodgers and the Rangers have won World Series spending big, so that definitely works. I'm not saying it doesn't. I would just say the Braves and the Astros have won World Series recently, too, and that is a different style of approach. That's similar to what the Red Sox are doing. So I prefer the Dodgers' way. I prefer what the Rangers did. Targeted splashes in free agency. You cash in a championship a couple of years later. I prefer what the Red Sox used to do. But the other way does work, and if the Red Sox are going to do this, and this is their new business model, I'll hold my nose in the meantime. But locking up your young core talent, hopefully the championships follow, because that is what happened with the Braves. That is what happened with the Astros a couple of times now in the last decade. 617-779-7937. This was Craig Breslow. I think had a chance to grave dance on the Devers trade a little bit and say, oh, well, look, I guess we are using the Devers money.
Yeah, you see the guy we got in return for Devers? See him last night? Oh, got him.
Lovely outing out of Jordan Hicks last night. I like that combo. Dustin May, Jordan Hicks. That's a good combo. Where's Alcala? Could you get him in there?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. He took the high road, though. He took the high road on the Devers money yesterday.
Sure. You know, I think we have to look at the interactions of decisions, but we also try to make the best discrete decisions that we can. And so I think these things were largely independent. You know, we felt like what was best for the organization at the time was to trade Rafi. And yesterday, we thought that what was best for the organization is to come to an agreement to keep Roman in a Red Sox uniform for a really long time. You know, and I think if we continue to take that approach and make the best decisions with each kind of situation that's in front of us, then ultimately we're going to look back and realize that we've stacked good decision on top of good decision and put the team in a great position to win games.
Okay, so he didn't do that thing that I expected the Red Sox to do, which
he has
is
a way with words, doesn't he?
No, it's so annoying. Oh, well, they're independent of one another.
Interactive decisions or whatever. How you interact with decisions.
So
like, what?
It's annoying to hear.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In his robot speak. He did not tell you that, well, yeah, we're going to reinvest the Devers money. He said they're independent of each other. We just got to make good decisions separately from one another.
Yeah.
We don't tie them together.
No, he's an extension machine, this guy.
Well, I expected, Keith.
Yeah.
Kennedy this morning, Breslow yesterday, John Henry, they rolled him in there yesterday. Somebody to take a victory lap on, I guess we are using the Devers. But I expected him to do it, and they didn't do that, so they get a little half credit for that.
Yeah, no, that's true. And they should be different. And if you look into the details of the deal, Anthony's not getting, you know, $28 million today or whatever it is.
No,
right? It's like a slow escalator up, and it adds up to 130 with the chance to be even as high as 230. But yeah, they're not doing that, which they shouldn't, because I think they'd get called out right away for that. Plus,
hopefully they're smart enough to realize, guys, just don't do it. Don't even scratch at the Devers itch. I would have done it if I were Breslow on deadline day.
Yeah.
Where it was like, hey, guys, I guess that deal worked out okay. Maybe I know what I'm doing. But I wouldn't have done it here. I would try to stay away from that until you really spend money, a la a Bregman extension.
Yeah.
Or Tucker, Alonso, the names we talked about.
How about
before.
A guy that wasn't teammates with Devers? Right? Like you if you brought in somebody else, you'd be like, okay, maybe they wouldn't have gotten that guy had Devers been here.
You don't even think they should do it with Bregman?
No, I don't. Like, you're already on the hook for $41 million this year, and if he opts in, $41 million next year, and if he opts in, $41 million the year after that. So, like, even if you give him an extension, you're maybe tacking on years. You're giving him more money per year? The guy played half the season. I'm not giving him $50 million to play third base.
I love Bregman.
We all like Bregman, but good Lord.
I love Bregman. I want to give Breslow as much credit as possible.
I know you don't.
A Bregman extension, I personally would have mixed feelings on, because I don't think there's going to be much of a market for him this offseason.
No, if they, in the offseason, if they sign two of those hitters we mentioned, Alonso or Tucker, or they make a trade for Joe Ryan and then immediately give him an extension a la Crochet, I would say, yeah, that's probably not done had they had Devers. But if you're just re-signing Roman Anthony and re-signing Bregman, I'd be like, yeah, they played with Devers.
The team hasn't improved. You gave them more money.
He's moved the money around a little bit.
The team hasn't changed.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Roman Anthony extension, what it means for the Red Sox as a business going forward. Meanwhile, speaking of that business, why was John Henry at the press conference yesterday?
Oh, you know.
That was very interesting. Let's get to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Next.
We got a little something for Leah and who? What's the mom's name again?
Mrs. Anthony.
Would you calm down a little bit there, Craig? My God.
Good Lord.
I'll tell ya.
They get him City Connector? Is this what they get him?
For Lori and Leah.
All right. Well, they were all in attendance.
A little something. At least he was modest.
Have you seen a lot of sisters at press conferences for contracts?
Never.
I mean, a serious question.
No.
I'm not trying to be funny. I don't remember that.
I haven't even seen John Henry at a lot of these press conferences. Never mind the whole family.
Whole family.
Now, how many guys are 21 signing a deal? Like, most of them probably have, like, their wife and kids.
Not a lot, yeah.
You know, so maybe that's part of the difference there.
You have to drive them to the ballpark.
Say it again?
They have to drive them to the ballpark.
Exactly.
They had to sign a waiver. They also had to sign the contract. Yeah, he's not old enough.
Yeah, he's not. Right. He needed a guardian present
to sign
his deal. So maybe that's part of it. Yeah. But my goodness. Yeah, no, that's a rarity. You don't normally see the mom and the dad and the sister.
No.
I guess was the other Anthony there? I didn't see it.
I didn't see him.
I saw big Anthony.
You had to go widescreen lens, though. There was a lot of people on the dais.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we have. Bradford tweeted out a great picture. I don't know if we have this on Twitch or not, but Bradford tweeted out the picture.
They're like eight deep.
Well, it's like
eight wide.
Breslow's off to the side with Roman Anthony, which makes a lot of sense.
Biggest smile I've ever seen on Breslow's face. You see him? His face might break.
Chest kind of puffed
out. Chest out. Biggest smile ever. Yeah. Like weird, like this is how we smile.
Yeah. This is how a human would smile. Human smile. Yeah, so he was chest out like he did something. Yeah. Then it was Anthony's folks.
Yep.
Then it was Leah and John Henry, which I just found interesting. I don't. You'd think he'd be over by Roman Anthony, and you'd think he'd be over by Breslow, but no, he was just right there with the whole Anthony clan.
No, so it actually goes Breslow, Roman Anthony.
Yep, then the folks,
mom, dad, sister, John Henry, Sam,
and then
Kennedy.
Sam's to the left of that.
So that's it's seven wide.
Seven.
Yeah. Biggest smile would go to Craig Breslow. I mean, the guy was fired up about it.
He was quite thrilled. Uh-huh. And so it's good. John Henry decided to show up to one of these. That's good. I'd like to see him at more stuff. Did he take any questions yesterday? I don't know.
I don't believe so.
We can ask Rob about it.
He was I think when there's good pub and he's gonna pop up. I think this was a positive day for the Red Sox, wasn't it?
They're
on a seven-game heater at the time of the press conference as well.
I think so. I know not everybody necessarily feels that way. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
But there's been way more pushback on this contract than I ever could have imagined. But no, I think it's good. So he showed up to it. The last time I believe he spoke on the record, I think, Keith.
Yeah.
Not in like some email to Shaughnessy or Spear, rather. I think the last time he actually talked was in the after they beat the Yankees in the 2021 DS.
Really?
It was like on the field for like a couple of minutes. I think that's the last time he talked. So to your point,
guys, we're quiet.
If
actually,
things,
Bradford talked to him a couple weeks ago, I think.
Did
Bradford
he?
Talked to John Henry?
Yeah, but July 26th.
The person, but this is like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing.
Craig Breslow.
Wait, how did I miss this? He had a one-on-one with John Henry?
And it was 10 seconds long, yeah.
Well, we've all been there.
Wow. Ate his Wheaties that morning. Okay, well, there you go. I take it. Strike that from the record, then.
Yeah.
A 10-second interview with John Henry.
Might have been the time you were talking.
It sounded, super clear, too.
That's classic Bradford audio. The guy's crushed it in the audio game.
We have faith in Craig Breslow.
Like, all right, there you go. From the owner's mouth.
Oh, by the way, speaking of John Henry.
Yeah.
I was reading Alex Spear today.
All right.
Brag.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think he said, let me double check this, that John Henry emailed Roman Anthony that a contract extension was on the way. Hang on.
John Henry emailed Roman Anthony?
Anthony, who'd been alerted Sunday morning by Red Sox principal owner and Globe owner, John Henry, that the team was preparing to make him another offer.
John Henry emailed Roman Anthony?
That's what Spear wrote.
Okay.
Linda, transcribe for me. $130 million. Stop.
I don't know what that is.
8 years. Stop.
None of that makes sense to me. If you got an email from John Henry, would you just assume it was
I'd
fake?
Be like, yeah, I'd be like, it's not yeah, real. Yeah, right. I owe a Nigerian Hacked. Prince $130 yeah. million? What? So, yeah, a lot of oddities there. But Henry dusted himself up off and showed up yesterday.
Hmm.
Let's go to Eric in San Diego. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Hey, calling out here from San Diego. Actually kind of just started listening to you guys out here in San Diego, the Odyssey app. It's Pat season, but I'm from Vermont, so
got to
make sure I'm staying up to date with what's going on.
Hell yeah.
You know, saw the Anthony deal yesterday. Obviously, you know, Brett is a Red Sox fan as well. But saw the Anthony deal, you know, out here in San Diego, eerily reminiscent to Jackson Merrill. I think Jackson got 9 for 135.
Sure.
And they were talking about it. They were talking about it yesterday. And I think in a lot of aspects it makes sense because you've locked this kid up who's generational talent, I guess we're going to say, at a prime position at center field. You've locked him up till he's almost 30, and you get him all the way through his prime.
Right.
And now you open yourself up to, yeah, do you really make the push now to do something with Jaren Duran? Make sure that you have.
I'm not sure they're doing
that
Eric.
Best idea.
Okay. Well, I'm happy you're going to acknowledge. So, Eric, real quick, I have a question for you, Eric. Eric, I have a question for you. I caught that you were from Vermont. Where were you calling from again?
San Diego.
He's calling from. Yeah, got that. Okay, right. Good. I'm happy we got that on the record.
All right, good.
You just started listening on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Shout out Odyssey app. The thing works. It's great.
Can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
So he wants Roman Anthony in center field, and he wants him to pay Jaren Duran.
Roman Anthony hasn't played center field yet, but he's playing left and right.
Yeah.
So what do you do with Jaren Duran? Is he on the team beyond this season?
I would still be leery to trade him for Joe Ryan, but yeah. I'm much more open to it in the offseason. We got yelled at yesterday.
We did.
About even looking ahead to that. But, yeah, now that Anthony is locked up.
And Rafael is locked up.
I don't love him at second base. They're doing it in a pinch this year, which is fine. But long term, I want Rafaela in center.
Duran had a great play and a horrible play last night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the experience.
That's
the
Jaren Duran experience.
Yeah.
I'm willing to put up with it at this point in time if he's going to hit and be dynamic. But yeah, there's defensive miscues for sure. So you got to choose between Duran and Abreu. And my guess is they'll flip the other one for pitching, and I'm probably okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would lean Abreu out of those two, but Abreu is way better defensively and younger than Duran. By the way, we haven't mentioned this.
San Diego.
Did he? I could have sworn he said he was from San Diego.
I thought it was a prank at first because he mentioned San Diego several times in there. But no, I get the point. I think he was circling back to Jackson Merrill. That's what
he was doing.
Was
the San Diego connection.
Calling out here from San Diego.
No doubt.
I think he at least
Odyssey app, though. Good plug for the Odyssey app.
Real nice.
Odyssey's going to be happy with that.
Yeah.
Listen to that anywhere.
Audacy.
Started listening to you guys out here in San Diego, the Odyssey app.
No doubt. Good.
Good shout out.
It is. It's great.
It's a good product. Yeah. I would. It's free.
Yeah. I was listening to the.
But I'm from Vermont.
You know what I do a lot? I listen to the Odyssey app while I play video games because sometimes I'm like, I get
sick.
Yeah, I'm too scatterbrained to just sit and watch the Red Sox. So what I'll do is I'll play like Tony Hawk and listen to the Wills call a game. It's
nice.
Great. Yeah, it's great.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Anthony, by the way, is going to make $2 million this year, $4 million next year, $8 million in 2028.
Yeah.
That finally
there's
jumps
all the Devers money.
$15 million in 2029. Yeah. So, yeah, I just, again, I would not apply that. Cotillo had some more details. The previously reported $230 million maximum would only kick in if Anthony were to do all of the following, Keith. This is how he gets to 230.
Okay, so it's an extra $100 million, so I'd imagine you got to jump through quite a few hoops.
He's got to win the MVP every year.
Wait, what?
This is to get the maximum.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Wait,
to get the
hold on a second.
Yeah, to
I haven't seen this.
To max out.
He has to win the MVP every year of the deal?
To max out all the escalators, he has to be first in the MVP every
I guess
year.
He is betting on himself.
Okay.
My bad.
He has to win the MVP award every year.
Every year.
Finish in the top two in Rookie of the Year voting this year. Isn't that amazing? He can finish second in Rookie of the Year, but he has to.
Runner-up in Rookie, but then you got to beat Aaron Judge for the next eight straight years.
Correct.
Okay.
And then he also needs to be an all-star every year. I'd assume if he's winning every single MVP, he's
if
probably
he's
an all-star.
If he's the MVP of the league every single time.
Uh-huh.
So this deal is worth $130 million then. He has to be the MVP every year?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
That's are you sure it's every year?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah, I'll read you the full escalators.
That's the dumbest incentive thing I've ever heard.
Here, this is confusing, but
you
I'll read it to
you. Need to go into the Hall of Fame tomorrow.
The escalators pertain to... No, just to max out all the escalators. He gets paid more money to finish first every year. There are other dollars and cents he can get it.
But
there.
I'm saying, like...
But to max it out, he would have to win the MVP every year.
Okay, but if he wins the MVP next year, he gets more money?
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
The escalators pertain to 2031, 2032, and 2033 salaries as well as 2034. So actually, I take that back. If Anthony wins Rookie of the Year this year or finishes second, he'd have his salaries in the 3 years escalated by $1 million.
Okay. Which is definitely attainable.
If he finishes first or second this year,
he can finish
31,
second.
32, 33, his salary goes up by $1
million. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The option goes up by $2 million. In 34, he'd have those 4 years escalated by $2 million for each American League MVP. So if he wins the American League MVP, those numbers will go up another $2
million. That's wild.
And
he has to win the MVP?
And by lesser amounts on a sliding scale based on finish. For
instance, okay, so that's not bad.
For instance, $1 million for second, $750,000 for third, $500,000 for a fourth or fifth place.
All right, I feel a little bit better
so
about that.
So to max out the deal.
There's like no way he's going to make 230.
Exactly. He'd also have his salaries from 31 to 34 grow by $200,000 for an all-star appearance.
I mean, unless he turns into Barry Bonds, I don't think the Red Sox have to worry about paying him 230.
Only $200,000 for an all-star appearance? I feel like that's...
Yeah, that's kind of low.
That was a good deal for the Red Sox.
Although, how many all-star games should he make in the next 8 years?
Four?
Yeah, I was going to say six.
Okay, oh, even more than me. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I used...
Seven!
It was right there. It was so obvious. It was right under our noses. 617-779-7937. So those are some good contract details. We were asking about the escalators yesterday from Chris Cotillo. There they are. Meanwhile, our pal out in San Diego is listening on the Odyssey app for a lot of Patriots information, he said.
Yeah, good.
Pat's camp rolling. Patriots, good day yesterday. Preseason opener is on Friday. We'll give you everything to look for in just 60 seconds coming up at high noon. Is it time to revise our Patriots win totals upwards based on joint practices yesterday? We'll get to that with your thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.